Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. The word hope is mentioned 129 times in the Bible and 61 times in the Book of Mormon. And even with all of these reminders to have hope, sometimes it's really hard to do. The Apostle Paul tells us that the scriptures were written for our benefit and to give us hope. And modern-day scriptures especially do that. When I was serving an LDS mission in Ohio, the first few months out there were really difficult for me, and I felt a lot of despair. I was starting to worry so much about everything, my investigator's progress, my effectiveness as a missionary, and my family. There were times when I was so weighed down with all of these negative thoughts and anxieties that I just didn't know if I could go on anymore. Then General Conference happened, and President Dieter F. Uchtdorf gave one of the most awe-inspiring, powerful talks on hope that I have ever heard. And it's called The Infinite Power of Hope. And if you haven't heard of it before, or if you haven't read it in a while, I would really encourage you to look it up on LDS.org soon. This talk, in some of my darkest moments of my life, lifted me and strengthened me so that I could keep going and serving and doing what I knew God wanted me to do. And today, I thought I'd share with you a few of my favorite quotes and insights from that talk, and hopefully you can take these words to heart if you are running a little low on hope these days. The first thought I wanted to share with you is that the opposite of hope is despair. President Uchtdorf defines despair as a fear of failure, doubt, suffocating mental darkness, draining us from all that is vibrant and joyful and leaves behind the empty remnants of what life was meant to be. It kills ambition, advances sickness, pollutes the soul, and deadens the heart. And if you feel this way, you need to know that these feelings do not come from God, but rather from Satan, who hopes to make us as despairing and miserable as he is. The second thought is that the definition of hope, on the other hand, is, according to President Uchtdorf, the abiding trust that the Lord will fulfill his promises to us. It is confidence that if we live according to God's laws and words of his prophets now, we will receive desired blessings in the future. It is believing and expecting that our prayers will be answered. It is manifest in confidence, optimism, enthusiasm, and patient perseverance. End quote. I just love that. I love that hope lifts us up to a happier, better state of mind, whereas despair really drags us down with a lot of pain. The third thought is that we need to know what we have hope in. We have hope in God and in his goodness and his love for us, his plan, his gospel, and his promises. It's not knowledge necessarily, but hope is rather a confidence that if we do our best, if we do our part to live righteously now, then the Lord will take care of us in the future. The fourth thought is that a great way to increase our hope is to read through our past journals or family history accounts and see the different ways the Lord has blessed us and has fulfilled his promises to us and our families in the past. And based on those experiences and the fact that the Lord is loving and unchanging, you can expect him to bless you with good things that you need in the future. President Uchtdorf says, quote, "Because God has been faithful and kept his promises in the past, we can hope with confidence that God will keep his promises to us in the present and in the future." And then finally, the last thought I wanted to mention is that faith and hope and charity all go hand in hand. They all feed off of each other and lead to the development of the other. President Uchtdorf said, quote, "The things we hope for lead us to faith, while the things we hope in lead us to charity," close quote. When we're just starting to develop our testimonies, we have hope that the gospel is true. And once we are obedient to the commandments and we follow God's teachings, we see that these things are true and good. And that hope then turns into faith. And then faith inspires us and leads us to do good unto others through charity. Well, if you'd like to access more content on the power of hope, you can visit mormonchannel.org for blog posts, videos, and more podcasts that can talk about this topic. We're going to close today with a quote from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he said, "Whatever we seek, that we will certainly find." And I know, just on a personal note, if you are seeking for hope, if you're seeking for positivity, if you're seeking for more faith or a greater understanding, if you really ask God to help you find those things, He will. I recently experienced a miracle in my life where I was seeking for answers for something, and Heavenly Father helped me find the right answers. He put me in the right position. He had a lot of things fall into place so that I could get answers that I needed. And I know that He is there, and He will do that for you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.